Holofernes said to her, "Woman, take courage. Don't be afraid in your heart, for I never hurt anyone who is chosen to serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of all the earth. And now, if your people who dwell in the hill country had not slighted me, I would not have lifted up my spear against them. But they have done these things to themselves. And now tell me why you fled from them and came to us, for you have come to save yourself. Take courage. You will live tonight and hereafter, for there is no one that will wrong you, but all will treat you well, as is done to the servants of King Nebuchadnezzar, my master." And Judah said to him, "Receive the words of your servant, and let your handmaid speak in your presence, and I won't lie to my master tonight." Dramais wiwila, bramais to barais lalish, dram wiwil fais, bramais kareings birais trian kalain, dram you will love, dram. Duel five Karenings pure pieces. Is Nebuchadnezzar king of all the earth lives, and as his power lives, who has sent you for the preservation of every living thing, not only do men serve him by you, but also the beasts of the field, the cattle, and the birds of the sky will live through your strength in the time of Nebuchadnezzar and of all his house. For we have heard of your wisdom and the subtle plans of your soul. It has been reported in all the earth that you only are brave in all the kingdom, mighty in knowledge, and wonderful in feats of war. And now, as concerning the matter which Achior spoke in your council, we have heard his words, for the men of Bethulia saved him, and he declared to them all that he had spoken before you. Therefore, O master and master, don't neglect his word, but lay it up in your heart, for it is true. For our race will not be punished, neither will the sword prevail against them, unless they sin against their Elohim. And now, that my master may not be defeated and frustrated in his purpose, and that death may fall upon them, their sin has overtaken them, with which they will provoke their Elohim to anger whenever they do wickedness. Since their food failed them, and all their water was scant, they took counsel to kill their livestock and determined to consume all those things which Elohim charged them by his laws that they should not eat. They are resolved to spend the first fruits of the grain and the tithes of the wine and the oil which they had sanctified and reserved for the priests who stand before the face of our Elohim in Jerusalem, which it is not fitting for any of the people so much as to touch with their hands. They have sent some to Jerusalem, because they also that dwell there have done this thing, to bring them permission from the council of elders. When these instructions come to them, and they do it, they will be given to you to be destroyed the same day. For I, your servant, knowing all this, fled away from their presence. Elohim sent me to work things with you, at which all the earth will be astonished, even as many as hear it. For your servant is religious, and serves Elohim of heaven day and night. Now, my master, I will stay with you, and your servant will go out by night into the valley. I will pray to Elohim, and he will tell me when they have committed their sins. Then I will come and tell you. Then you can go out with all your army, and there will be none of them that will resist you. And I will lead you through the midst of Judea until you come to Jerusalem. I will set your throne in the midst of it. You will drive them as sheep that have no shepherd, and a dog will not so much as open his mouth before you. For these things were told me according to my foreknowledge, and were declared to me, and I was sent to tell you. Her words were pleasing in the sight of Holofernes and of all his servants. They marveled at her wisdom, and said, "I is not such a woman from one end of the earth to the other, for beauty of face and wisdom of words." Holofernes said to her, "Elohim did well to send you before the people, that might would be in our hands, and destruction among those who slighted my master. And now you are beautiful in your countenance, and wise in your words. If you will do as you have spoken, your Elohim will be my Elohim, and you will dwell in the palace of King Nebuchadnezzar, and will be renowned through the whole earth."